This is the Pearson Test of English, General, Level 3 Skills Booster. Unit 2. Language Skills. Listening. Specific information. Listen to a radio program about cheap flights and complete the notes as in the example.
Are cheap flights a good thing or a bad thing? When I published an article recently suggesting that attitudes to flying would have to change if we were to meet government targets on reducing emissions, I got a lot of letters and emails for and against. One of the most critical was from the journalist Melanie Keane, and she is with me today to discuss the issue. Now, Melanie, can I start by restating my case?
Yes, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, as I said, the basic problem with flying is the amounts of carbon dioxide and other gases it produces, and the effect this has on climate change. A recent study here in the UK calculated that air travel accounts for over 7% of our total emissions of carbon dioxide, and suggested that there was no chance of the government meeting its targets on cutting emissions without somehow reducing the number of flights. They also pointed out, by the way, that the biggest problem comes from international flights, as domestic flights only produce about 1% of the UK total. So, first, Melanie, can we agree on the figures?
Well, I'm not going to argue with your UK figures. In the States, the contribution of aviation to the total of harmful gases is supposed to be around 3%. But the point I'd make is to compare that with the figure for all forms of transportation, which is 27.4%. So, in other words, cars, ships, and trains are worse.
Okay, but there are two additional points here. Firstly, aeroplanes pollute the atmosphere at great heights, where it does the most harm. Secondly, the fact is that air travel is the fastest growing form of transport. So, if we look at the future...
That may be so, but can I make another comparison on a larger scale? Compared to flying, which, if you remember, contributes just 3% of the total harmful emissions in the United States, industry causes 18.8%, and even residential use, in other words, just people living in their homes, causes 7.6%. The biggest contributor, at 33.9%, is electricity generation. I'm sorry to throw all these figures at you, but my question is, why single out aviation? What have you got against people flying?
Well, I think, as I said, that it's a question of how it's going to grow in the future. Not so much in countries like the UK and USA, but in developing countries. India, for example, recently saw a rise in airline passengers of 45% in a single year.
So how are you going to explain to people in India, who for the first time in their lives can afford to take a plane, that they're not allowed to do it anymore?
Well, how are you going to explain to someone living on a Pacific island that his home is disappearing under the rising sea because someone wants a cheap holiday? People seem to have started to think that flying off to wherever you want, whenever you want, is a basic human right. That's the attitude that needs to change. Flying isn't a right. Or, if it is, it's one that has a negative effect on the human rights of millions of others.